Hello and welcome to the Self-Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a psychotherapist, life coach, yoga and meditation teacher, and I am here to help share my wisdom of all things self-love, why you might not have it, how you can get more of it, and also mine and my clients' journeys with exploring the same. In today's episode, I will be exploring how manifestation and self-love are connected. There are many different teachings in law of attraction and manifestation. There are some great people to listen to watch, Gabby Bernstein, Abraham Hicks, to name two of those amazing people. And what they all allude to is finding self-love and gratitude helps you to create this abundance mindset. An abundance mindset is the opposite of a lack mindset. So you focus on what you've got and how amazing things can be, rather than focusing on the lack and what you don't have. You don't need to be financially abundant or abundant in other ways to find abundance within you. And this comes back to gratitude and self-love. With an abundance mindset, you become grateful for the water you drink, the food you have in your fridge, the roof you have over your head, the money you have available to you, the resources you have available to you, the work that provides those resources. When we connect in with that gratitude for life, we set a new baseline in vibrational energy. Vibrational energy is what the universe is made up of. Everything has an energy. Everything is an energy. Plants have a vibrational energy. Humans have a vibrational energy. Love is one of those vibrational energies, as is gratitude, as is authenticity. I talk a lot about the truth of who you are being really important. This is also important to the self-love journey. When we are in the vibrational field of high vibration, love, kindness, happiness, gratitude, we attract more of that to us, but it has to be boundaried. Because there will be people out there that are not on the same vibrational frequency as we are, but we will want to believe that they are. If we can get into this vibrational energy each day, finding gratitude, finding the things that you can really accept about yourself, finding a baseline that feels different so that when you step into life, life feels different and you start to see opportunities that you've never seen before, things become available to you because you're looking at life through a different lens. When you look at life through the lens of lack, and that includes lacking self-love for yourself, lacking gratitude, all you will see is more lack. And if you've had any previous experiences, traumatic events that tie into that lack. So as an example, if I have this viewpoint in the world that I'm not worthy of love because I didn't receive that when I was a child, I am going to look at life through that lens. It's not available to me. Why is nobody picking me? Why isn't this happening for me? I start to become more of a victim to life circumstances rather than this warrior that steps into life and says, right, okay, what can I do? How can I make this happen? These subtle shifts in your mindset will create a huge outcome for you, whether it's starting a fitness journey, whether it's wanting to buy your first house, whether it's finding intimate love that feels unconditional and connected. Whatever it is that you might be wanting to bring into your life, it all starts with you. Starts with you. When we can get ourselves into this different energy, high vibrational, kindness, joy, happiness, gratitude, whatever it is, when we can start to gather more of that into our life, we will start to really create a different reality for ourselves. It's never things within our life that change, it's us. And it's the lenses that we wear to create that different viewpoint. That is your start point for manifestation. I spoke about this on social media earlier about manifesting in my soft era energy. I don't know if you've heard it. It's on social media, soft girl era. This element of approaching life differently, not being so masculine with the energy around goals, around business, that kind of thing. And I quite like it. I quite like this element of softness. I don't like the idea that it's only available to women. I like the idea that this soft era is available to everybody. Within that, I said, you know, what about if you were manifesting in a peace? What about if you're manifesting joy? What about if you're manifesting those things that we don't think are manifestable, right? They're not manifesting worthy. We've got to have a vision board. We've got to have this, 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 and this on it. It's not true. When you start to manifest those smaller things, so manifesting in a peace for you might be working on how to lessen your intrusive thoughts. It might be how to let go of thoughts, how to work with your anxiety, how to lessen your anxiety, how to work with the inner conflict that we often have. When we start to work with that, we're automatically going towards loving ourselves because most of our inner self-talk is about us. It's not about other people. When we start to drop down and go, okay, so if I want the biggest thing, but I work on the smallest thing that's aligned to that biggest thing, an accumulation of doing the small things each and every day consistently is going to add up to whatever it is. I'm going to give you an example now of an external manifestation and then one that's internal. So let's say you want to buy a bigger house, or you want this beautiful dream house in the dream location that you have been aligning to. So the first kind of steps towards that might be, well, how am I generating that money to be able to afford to buy that property or to live in that area? So you start to then look at your finances and your financial health. When you look at your financial health, it's about getting into that abundance. So again, I think I spoke about this in my emails. Like if you're spending £10 a day on coffee and cake, mindless things that you don't actually need, that adds up to a substantial amount if you're doing that every day over a year. So people that are sat here going, I really want to manifest my first home, you might be thinking about it from the lens of how do I do that without actually having to work for it, right? How do I get it to magically appear in my timeline of my life? It's not to say that it can't happen, but the more you put yourself into a healthier vibrational energy with your finances, then the more likely that's going to happen for you very, very quickly. Because I could quite easily say, that's my dream house, that's my dream location. And then I might say to myself, okay, so to get a deposit to live in that house is going to be 5 years of saving X amount. If I want to live there in 5 years, what am I going to need to be earning? And how do I get there? How do I get that money? How do I get into a position where that's going to become really, really available to me. It's not about just going, yeah, that's my dream location. I put it on my dream, my vision board, and then forgetting about it and then hoping that, you know, 5 years later it comes true when you're still in the same job, same mindset, same situation. Similarly to if we're really wanting great connections in our life, so really healthy relationships, we've got to then create the healthy relationship with ourselves first. So if I look at people and think, well, you're not going to like me because I'm looking at that because I'm thinking that about myself. You're not going to like me because. Now, not everybody is going to like everybody, and that's okay. But as part of self-love, you recognize and own that and go, yeah, that's okay. They're just not my people, and that's fine. When you hang your hat on somebody fixing how you feel on the inside, or if they like me, then I'm worthy, you're always going to find yourself disappointed when they don't. So if you start to work on your inner love for yourself, this unconditional love, do you know what? Whether I have these people in my life or not is irrelevant. I like me. And if I'm able to talk to people in that way, that confidence, that courage will come through. I might make more deeper connections because I'm talking to more people and I'm talking to people about my truth. I'm talking to people about what I do, who I am, all of those things, because you feel confident enough to do that because that's just who you are. When you start to approach life in that way, what you then bring into your life changes. It's not to say that you're going to get an intimate relationship immediately, because there might be some work and some triggers around that that you need to work on. That's okay. Doesn't mean that you're not working on your self-love. You know my journey. My journey has been about self-love since day one. And I've found so many layers of it, but I've also found different triggers with it as well. In terms of, look, how am I loving myself, but I'm not dating healthily? So once you start to then focus on that inner version of you and really making peace and finding acceptance and finding this self-love, how you connect with other people and who you connect with is going to change. The way you put your boundaries in your life will change. What you have the space, the capacity for will change. It changes the vibrational frequency of what you're putting out there. Self-love is the biggest part of any inner work journey. It involves self-belief. It involves self-acceptance. It involves self-worth. It involves all of those things that you might have found have been missing throughout your life and haven't been given to you by certain people. More often than not, when we are talking to ourselves in this lack, in this, I don't like myself, I don't have this, I'm not worthy, we've picked up that belief somewhere. Now, it doesn't have to be trauma. It can be an experience, or it can be a perception. It can be a perception that you've made up in your mind early on that nobody's ever corrected you on, or you've seen the evidence as being aligned to that. When you're moving into thriving and moving into a new year and want it to be a great year, it's not the year that's going to be great. It's going to be you within that year. The year doesn't dictate necessarily how everything is going to pan out. I spoke about 2023, the year of seven, right? I also spoke about how actually it was awakening in different ways for different people. Some people had a great year and that's great. So, you know, as much as numerology is great, like you take from that what it meant to you, just like somebody else might look at that and go, yeah, I had a great awakening this year. I had an amazing year. Who you are being, whatever comes up in that year, allows you to move forward differently. So even though I've had not the best 2023, I've had lots of triggers that have enabled me to move forward and go, actually, can I step into a different energy now? Can I step back into this amazing life that I really want to build for myself around being self-employed and coaching and therapy and all of those things? This will be the 12 months and beyond that I make that happen. This will be the year that I move to my dream location. This is the year that I'm going to just be creating more and more healthy relationships. My physical health, I'm blessed to say, has always been pretty good because I've been exercising for many years and looking after my health. I've been teaching yoga and doing yoga for a long time. I've had this journey with perimenopause and HRT and balancing out myself from within. That is another factor of being your best self. It's not the total factor, but it is a factor. And you can do that in such a gentle, soft way. You don't have to go in like, I've got to be fit and healthy within the next 28 days. It's about small things, implementation over time. What I really want to get across in this podcast, which will be the last kind of podcast before 2024, what I really want to get across to you is that it's those micro changes that you make in your life that make a difference to the big changes, the macro changes that you desire. When you're doing this work, dropping into your belief systems, healing what's underneath them is so vital. You won't move forward without it. I saw a brilliant reel earlier, and it was from a spiritual teacher who I absolutely trust. He's amazing. And he was talking about how people, the clients that he'd had, have been on these great big sort of manifestation retreats, mind-altering kind of experiences that are meant to transform your life and allow you to come away with this, you know, kind of abundance mindset and being able to change your life. And he said quite rightly, it's exactly what I say as well, that until you work on your core belief system and start to change the behaviors around that, a two-week retreat to try and change your mind is maybe not going to be enough to change a 40-year pattern. This is about drip feeding. This is why I'm doing way more one-to-one work and I'm moving away from group work. And that's not to say that group work doesn't work and it's not for everybody. But for me, the one-to-one work is the magic because I can get into somebody's head, heart, body, energy. I can understand exactly what it is that they're going through or what they're needing to heal. I don't get the opportunity to do that in big groups. I am still going to be running masterclasses because masterclasses are there to awaken something within you that allow you to explore what's next for your healing. That's what I want to do. I want to wake people up to explore what's next. And that is what this podcast is about. And that's what the last few podcasts have been about. I want you to wake up and go, okay, every year I say I'm going to do this and every year I don't. Why? Why is it? Why am I not getting past that point? Why is this not sticking for me? Why am I thinking if I do the same thing today and for this year, it's going to work this year? Because it's not the thing that you're trying to do that's stopping you. It's something within you. And it could even be as simple as I'm trying to go to the gym and I just don't like it. I just don't like it. So great, find something you do love doing instead of going to the gym, as an example. With dating, you know, you might be thinking, do you know what? 2024, I'm going to go back into dating with a different attitude, different mindset, lots of boundaries. But you might have thought that last year and it didn't work because you were maybe presented with somebody that gaslighted you or ghosted you or just wasn't very pleasant. And then you see that as evidence that nothing's changed and you stop. This is about awakening that inner journey for you that's going to help you manifest other things. And the Manifestation Masterclass is there to wake people up, as are these podcasts, as are my emails. It's to awaken something within you that says, do you know what? That's true for me. I want to get on this self-love mindset, this self-love frequency. Love, authenticity, and gratitude are the three greatest frequencies we can generate within us. Gratitude creates the love frequency, as does self-love, as does positive self-talk. All of those things we invite in when we start to love ourselves. But so does authenticity. In fact, authenticity elicits a greater frequency that is felt around our human body than love. People connect with that trust, that authenticity, that they know the truth. So when you're being the truth of who you are, you're going to attract more of that in, because you literally generate this frequency. I want you to have this self-love frequency that people feel, but most importantly, that you feel. That is going to take you forward in your 2024 into thriving 100%. I've had clients that have messaged me over Christmas saying, oh, this year felt so much different. I felt more connected to my family. I felt different. I went and tried this thing. I went and tried this and it was really good. And I was so proud of myself. I want that energy for you. That's thriving, right? Thriving is, wow, look at me in this. This is great. It's not necessarily about suddenly, you know, going on all these amazing holidays and finding this home and all of those things. They're great things to have. But they're also going to torture you if you get them and then you can't enjoy them because you really don't like yourself within them. Self-love and manifesting and all of those things that I've mentioned before are super, super important. They do connect with each other. Self-love, acceptance, healing, all of that is the foundation of your manifesting journey, making real your best version of your life, right? Making real, that's all manifestation is. And if you want to make real in 2024, you're going to have to heal whatever's holding you back. I hope you enjoyed that little rampage as much as I did. Often I will have a theme and it will come and there's loads of things that end up coming out. But I hope you felt that element of my wanting to help you, however that is for you, whether it's this podcast, whether it's a masterclass, whatever it is. Check out the show notes for the masterclass link. It will only be available to book until the 31st of December 2023. So if you're listening to this after and you've missed it, don't worry. There's still loads of stuff coming up that you're going to be able to engage in. But always just check in with the show notes because I'll make sure that they're regularly updated. You can sign up to my email list. That's how you get to know the information super quickly of anything that I might be doing or little words of wisdom. You can check out my social media pages and also you can email me. So you can drop me an email if anything of this has resonated for you and you want to book a one-to-one consultation, completely free. We just have a conversation about what your needs are. I give you an idea about how I can work with you either through therapy or coaching. And even just inquiring about it means that you're putting yourself in that space of, I want change for me. So there you have it. There is going to be a podcast released tomorrow and it's going to be a meditation. And that meditation is going to help you to just get in the zone for your vision planning for 2024 and beyond. It is important to have goals. It is important to have purpose. And this particular meditation is just going to help you drop into that and explore what the future looks like for you. I hope you have enjoyed quite a few podcasts this week. I hope you've enjoyed them. The meditation will drop in tomorrow and then I'll be back next week in the new year with lots of amazing self-love content, ways that you can help change your life, you know, with anxiety and depression and all of those things that stop us and hold us back from so much. I'm here for you. This is for you. And I just wanted you to know that. And I also wanted to say thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope it has helped you change in some way. even if it's becoming more inquisitive. I'm going to say goodbye now because I'm rambling. But I cannot wait to be with you again in 2024. And let's make this a really, really great entry into what could be a really, really amazing year. Have a good one, and I'll see you soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. If you could like, subscribe, share, or recommend this podcast, I would be super, super grateful. My aim is to get this podcast out to as many people as possible. So doing any of those things will help me to help as many people as possible. I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. Bye for now.